Welcome, my friends, to the Generations Broadcast. My name is Kevin Swanson. Today's program is going to be a key program because it's going to affect the lives of our sons and our daughters, our children. What will happen to them as we launch them into the macroeconomy and into their family economies? One of the reasons we do the Family Economics Conference is because we think education is far, far more than just sitting there reading books all day long. We need a better vision for our family economies in order that we might reach the next generation with character building and with some life integration experiences. Personally, I don't think that the recipe for success involves giving a 10-year-old boy 4 hours of boring academic work a day and then rewarding him with 7 to 8 hours of computer games for the rest of the day. That does not work out. And we're finding that out. 70% of young people are not grown up by 30 years of age, up from 30% in 1970. Statistics that came out of Newsweek magazine about 5 years ago. And 80% of high school graduates now unemployed or underemployed. And that's up from 40% before the 2001 recession. Youth unemployment is the worst in human history, as far as we know. 53% of college graduates unemployed or underemployed. The millennial generation considered the unluckiest generation, lagging their parents' generation in capital wealth at the same age. And in the last recession, it was the millennials that got hit the hardest. 50% drop in net worth. For the 20 to 28-year-olds, it was a 75% drop, whereas the 38 to 66-year-olds hardly had any drop in net worth at all. It was the younger generation that took the hit in the last recession, which means they're not recession-proof, which means they're not able to get jobs, which means ultimately the character of the millennial generation isn't anywhere near what it used to be with the baby boomers and the greatest generation, the silent generation. And friends, I think we've got to address these issues. We absolutely have to. If there are parents out there that are concerned about their children's future, I think we got to reassess the way that we educate our children. What we focus on in the education of our children, turns out academics is not enough. Academics is not enough. It's the character that's cultivated between the discipler, the mentor, and the apprentice or the disciplee. It's ultimately the fact that we have not been focusing on the right issues in the raising of our children, the education of our children, the idea that we can dump them into a classical school or a college and assume that that's good enough. The academics is all we need in order for them to be rightly raised, rightly prepared for the future of calling that God has for them, is a wrong-headed way of looking at education. That's the main issue here. We are losing the education battle because, for the most part, we've lost the proper biblical vision for the education of a child. And that's why we emphasize the mentorship as much as we do on this program. And I've been mentoring for 7 or 8 years myself, and I've seen the success. And I want to encourage folks to the family economy and to mentorship. And that's why we're doing the Family Economics Conference and Mentorship Conference in Denver, Colorado in March of next year. Stay tuned for more details on that. But remember, the cutoff date for early registration is coming up in about a week. So don't forget to sign up for the Family Economics Conference in Denver in just about a couple of 3 months from now. All right. Joining me today on the program is Danny Craig. And Danny has been working with a new program called Kickstart, all part of a life launch program. And the Kickstart program, or the Kickstart product, is one of the most important products I think we have ever produced as an organization, and it's vitally important for our young people, especially for young men. My concern primarily is with young men. But Danny is here to talk about this product today on the Generations Broadcast. Danny, welcome to the program.
No, thanks for having me on again.
Danny, it's a huge concern of yours, I know, to see that we do a good job in launching our young folks, especially in the homeschool market. What's to say that we're doing that much better with homeschool graduates as our counterparts coming out of private and public schools? What's your thought on that?
You know, that's an interesting question. I'm a homeschool graduate, as you mentioned, and I'm proud to be one, grateful to be one. And I, you know, grew up in a situation where there was a decent amount of life integration, although there could have been more. I was blessed to have a dad who would look for opportunities whereby I could take what I was learning academically and begin developing a work ethic, begin developing skills that could actually help me function in real life. And so I kind of grew up with the idea that that's kind of the typical homeschool experience. Everyone is pretty much completely outside of the K through 12 box. They're getting life integrated education, you know, all around the clock. Well, a few years ago, I had the opportunity to start working for an organization that vended homeschool education materials to folks across the country. And as I began to interact with hundreds of homeschool families, I began to realize that in reality, the educational model that many homeschool families are still using is still fairly non-integrated with life. The academics seem to be the focus. And as I began to have the opportunity to interact with the homeschool graduates or the fellas and the gals that were, you know, 16, 17, 18 on the verge of coming out of homeschool, I realized that in many cases, there was a better quality education, perhaps. They had some benefits. They hadn't been infected as much by some of the worldly influences that you would have had in the public school system. But in all, there was still a lack of preparation for real life. And I think particularly one of the key aspects of that lack of preparation is a lot of the kids that I talked to that we were working with didn't really know where they were headed. And I think one of the biggest reasons they didn't know where they were headed, why they didn't have very much of a vision for life, is because they didn't have much life experience. They hadn't done much with their life at all, and so they didn't really know what they were good at. They didn't really know how the kingdom of God might need to be built in different areas of life and what skills they could bring to bear on that. And so even though they were better equipped academically in some ways, they still were very much having the same issue, dealing with the same problem that a lot of other students are dealing with coming out of public schools, and that is not really knowing what to do with their lives and not really having the skills to move forward in anything in particular. So I think that while there are definite blessings with the home education process that so many people have received, one of the big things that I've noticed is that students still don't have much direction for life, and they don't have the key skills to be able to move forward with life direction.
Here's an article, Danny, that came out of Time Magazine. I think it was the business section of Time Magazine last month. And the title is "The Real Reason New College Grads Can't Get Hired," dealing with the 53% problem, the unemployment problem for college grads. You know, after spending $68,000 for 4 years of education, they're still not getting a cotton-picking job out of it. And the question is, why? Why? And this Time Magazine article deals with this. Let me read just a segment of this. Need your comment on this for just a moment. It's because college kids today can't do math, one line of reasoning goes. Or they don't know science, or they're clueless about technology, aside from their myriad social media profiles. These are all good theories, but the problem with the unemployability of these young adults goes way beyond a lack of STEM skills. As it turns out, they can't even show up on time in a button-down shirt and organize a team project. A survey by the Workforce Solutions Group at St. Louis Community College finds that more than 60% of employers say applicants lack communication and interpersonal skills, a jump of about 10 percentage points in just 2 years. In other words, it's getting worse and worse. A wide margin of managers also say today's applicants can't think critically and creatively, solve problems, write well, ergo, life application, problem solving. They can't design their way out of a paper sack. They can't figure out how to solve a problem to save their lives. Another employer survey says here, this one by staffing company Adecco, turns up similar results. The company says in a statement 44% of respondents cited soft skills, such as communications, critical thinking, creativity, collaboration, as the area with the biggest gap. Only half as many say a lack of technical skills is the main point. And all internships... Are internships, they say, does make a difference, but not all internships are created equal. Overall, only about half of college grads say they're prepared for the workplace. The number of bosses who think they're prepared is lower than 40%. Among students who don't intern, only 44% consider themselves ready for the job market. That improves for students with unpaid internships. 58% say they're prepared for the workplace, but among students who completed paid internships, that number jumps to 70%. And this is exactly what we've been saying for the last, well, 6 or 7 years since we've been advocating mentorship. I mean, mentorship, not the fakey little internships, the co-op ed stuff where you're 3 months in some stupid little internship where there's no mentor there for you. They just show you how to fill out your time card and they see you in 3 months for the exit interview. Nothing like that. We're talking about full-fledged mentorships here. And what they say is if there is a meaningful internship, mentorship, somebody gets paid, somebody cares about what they're doing, if there is some preparatory life integrated practice that has happened in those 4 years as they prepare themselves for their work, it turns out they're 70% employable, and that's way, way, way ahead of the rest of the game. We got to get our kids ahead of the curve on this, Danny. And it seems to me that the data is pointing towards internship, mentorship, mentorship, mentorship. That's what we've been saying.
And not just starting at age 18 when most people begin to ask the question, what am I going to do with my life? But I think that starting back at age 13, 14, and 15, when students are at the point where they can begin to take on some real-life responsibilities for sure and begin developing skill sets so that when they get to age 18, they're not stuck with the question of trying to figure out what they're going to do with their lives, having done nothing at all up to that point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And yet there aren't that many who know how to make that transition from the purely academic world or the world in which you do academics and then play for the rest of the day, that worldview in, back into the family economy or the area in which a young person has access to some kind of a mentorship or some kind of a practical life skill opportunity. And the reason for this product that you've put together is, hey, let's grease the skids. Let's get them into the process of that work experience, that internship, that mentorship, and hence Kickstart. I mean, to me, this is a genius product, and I think it's critical for 95% of those families out there listening to this program. I think it's critical that they get their young men especially launched into life. Now, I think mentorships, internships, work experience is critical for both sides, men and women, but especially for boys.
Yeah, and one of the things that we've really tried to drive with this product is the idea that, you know, regardless of what kind of formal education you feel you need for whatever particular job or career path you choose, the basic fundamental proposition of the Kickstart product is applicable regardless of which path you choose, and that is that if you walk with wise men, you will be wise, but a companion of fools will suffer harm. And if you can begin to take the wisdom that you gather from all of those wise people that God's put in your life and begin to apply that to real life at a young age, that you will be significantly ahead of the curve, just as you were mentioning. And I think in addition to that, there's kind of the idea that, well, we're in an economy where there's not that many great opportunities, and we have to have a really top-tier education to get good opportunities. But I don't know what you think about this, but I believe that God's put opportunities all around us to begin developing skill sets. And when we take the wisdom that we learn from others, begin to apply those to the opportunities that we already have, whether that's taking out the trash or doing the daily chores or helping our you know, dad with whatever part of his business we can help with, that as we begin developing skill, to the extent that we develop skill and knowledge and character, which surpasses what's required for the small little things that God's given us to do, he'll open up new opportunities. And that's kind of the fundamental proposition behind Kickstart, which is walk with wise men and begin to take little steps in developing skill based off of what you're learning from those wise men. Apply it to real life, and as you begin to develop good skill, good faithfulness, good character, God will begin to provide new opportunities. And we think and we've seen that the horizons begin to open up for young people that take those steps.
Hmm. Do you think that there's motivation out there to get out there and do the job, to get to the calling that God has on these folks' lives? I mean, do you think the motivation is there? I think, you know, the statistics are showing that women are more motivated than men to engage in the workplace. Men are generally more likely to be working with their computer games in their mother's basements. But, you know, speak to the issue of motivation. I know that's part of the product here. Motivation is critical.
Yeah, motivation is something that can be developed. It is a character issue. And we don't make any bones about saying that this product requires motivation. You can buy the product and it can easily sit on the shelf. It requires going through the material. It requires watching the videos. It requires doing the assignments. And it requires then applying what you learn from the assignments to other aspects of your life. So, yes, motivation is vital, and if you don't have motivation, the product won't work for you. However, I think one of the reasons that the millennial generation lacks motivation is because they've never experienced, in many cases, the reward and the joy that comes from hard work and the joy that comes from actually developing skill in a real-life context. And so what I've seen with young men and young women who begin to take some initial steps that are hard steps in this process, they begin to see the reward of their the fruits of their labors, and that becomes exciting. And they begin to see that, man, actually doing real life, engaging with wise people who know more than I do, hanging around important people, is probably more fun and more enjoyable and really more exciting than getting to the next level on some video game.
Yeah.
So I do think there has to be some basic character, but we've seen that when students engage in real life, motivation increases. Let me say one other thing, and that is, and I can start getting into some of the aspects of Kickstart here, but one of the things that we've tried to deal with the whole issue of motivation is address this idea of a vision for life. In fact, that's one of the first sections that students would go through in the Kickstart product, where they begin to ask themselves, what does God want from my life?
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually an exciting question. The question that most students ask themselves is, what do I want out of life? But what does God want out of my life is much more exciting, because God's plan for history, his purposes are much more exciting than our little world. And so there's a kind of a mentality switch for the millennial generation of stepping outside their own little world, their number of friends on Facebook and how many retweets they have every day on their Twitter posts, and beginning to look at a bigger picture. And so that's another aspect of dealing with motivation, where students begin to get a bigger picture for life, and they say, okay, where do I want to be in 5 to 10 to 15 years from now? What are the steps I should be taking as a provider for my family, or as a spiritual shepherd for my family? What are the areas in God's kingdom that need to be built up, the walls that are broken down? And then if those things are really important, which by God's grace they'll understand that they are, then they can start having more motivation around taking the initial steps towards reaching those big goals. And that's one of the whole aspects of the Kickstart product, which is in the back of the book, there's something that we call the My Kickstart Personal Launch Planner. And it's where students begin to define for themselves a little bit more clearly what God wants out of their life, and then specifically what are the areas that they need to be growing in and how they're going to be taking steps now to pursuing those bigger goals, vocational goals, family goals, church goals, discipleship goals. And as they walk through that planning process, they get really concrete, simple steps to move forward in engaging with mentors and real-life experiences where they can develop the skills and the knowledge and the character that will help them move forward in each of those goals. So Kickstart, I think, helps with motivation because it provides a process whereby students can get a big vision and then, without being completely overwhelmed, start taking simple steps toward that vision for their life.
We're speaking with Danny Craig, the mastermind behind the new program, Kickstart Launch Your Life. It consists of some 30 powerful training sessions on 4 DVDs, and by the way, features some of the most intelligent Christian businessmen in the country. And these men have been very successful themselves and have some great wisdom to share. It's got a companion guide and workbook with it, and also the My Kickstart program, a step-by-step personal launch planner, as Danny just mentioned. Danny, what's your goal? I mean, you've got an 18-year-old who just got a hold of this thing. He's been, you know, doing his homeschool curriculum for the last 12 years of his life with his mom, and he's now working through this product. What do you want to see on the other side of it?
I want to tell you about Dustin. Dustin, I think, is a good example of what we're looking for out of this product. Dustin actually goes to my church. He's a friend of mine. I've known him for about 6 months now since they started attending our church. Dustin pretty much just finished his homeschooling program. He's about 18 years of age, and he loves the Lord. He's got some great character, but he's green. He's about as green as some students you might see coming out of the homeschool movement. But he has a passion to move in the direction that God's calling him to move. Well, he found out about Kickstart just shortly after he started probably a minimum wage job at Subway. And he engages in his work at Subway with some good diligence that he had based off of being raised by some great parents. But then he starts going through the Kickstart product, and the Kickstart product started giving him a new vision for how he could engage in new ways at his work. So he starts talking with the manager. Okay, Mr. Manager, what are the things that I need to be doing to develop as the kind of worker at Subway that would really be able to be the most efficient and most effective for the company? He starts talking with the owner. What are the things that I need to be developing skill-wise, character-wise, to be able to be more engaged and to take more leadership and initiative with the company? How does the company work? What are the key things that we need to be working on? How can we improve? All of these kinds of questions, which he started getting a vision for asking as a result of going through the Kickstart program. Then he starts to think a little bit bigger, which is, okay, I'm developing myself. How can I take some initiative towards moving on in the company? How can I expand my horizons? So he was at a Christmas party. This is, I heard this story just last week. He was at a Christmas party, and he goes and talks to the owner of the Subway, who owns several other Subways, and says, hey, what would it take for me to move up to the assistant manager position? And the owner says, well, actually, we're thinking of creating that position at your Subway where you work, and, you know, I don't see any reason why you wouldn't get it. And so Dustin is the perfect example of someone who's taking a small opportunity. Hey, working for minimum wage at Subway is an amazing opportunity, but he's engaging with the wise people right there at his work who knew more than he did. He's learning from them. He's applying what he's learning to real life. And then he's asking the tough questions like, what would it take for me to get the next, you know, promotion? And I see a trajectory for Dustin if he continues walking down this path where he's probably going to, you know, manage one of the new Subways that this owner is going to start shortly. And then eventually he could probably work with the manager or the owner to say, okay, I'm interested in starting, you know, my own Subway. Can you give me some advice on walking through this process? How does the franchise work? What do I need to get started? How would I work with investors? And so I think Dustin's a good example of what we're trying to help students accomplish.
Mm-hmm. Right. And every young man needs that. Every young man needs to know how to turn a $10 an hour dead-end job into a $50,000 valued mentorship where, you know, he's getting something that's going to stand him in good stead for the next 30, 40 years out of his life because somebody's feeding into his life.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think Dustin represents what we're trying to get out of the program, mm-hmm. which is, we're not saying that after 3 months of going through Kickstart that you're going to have an $85,000 job and own your own company. But what we are saying is that you'll be equipped with the key skills that every young man needs to know, regardless of whether or not he goes to college, and every young woman would need to know as well to be successful in what God's calling them to as well. And those skills are the skills that, A, help you engage with wise people and then help you begin to apply that knowledge to real life with whatever God's given you to do. And again, I come back to what I said before. If your level of knowledge, skill, and ability surpasses what you need for the $6 an hour Subway job, you're going to get the $10 an hour job, eventually the $20 an hour job. Eventually you'll be the manager, and someday, if the Lord wills, you'll be the owner. And so we're trying to put students on a path, which is the path which Proverbs suggests is the path to success, and that is walking with wise men and being diligent in what God's given you to do now. Be faithful in little, and you'll have opportunities for greater things.
Folks, every other day I'm getting depressing articles from Atlantic Magazine, New York Times, Time Magazine, Newsweek. Depressing articles about the millennial generation. They're the unluckiest generation. They're the most narcissistic generation. They're the laziest generation. On and on and on and on and on and on and on. And yet here's a beautiful solution for what the Word of God gives us in terms of principles, in terms of preparing our young people for life. And yes, it does begin with seeking the kingdom of God and his righteousness and the motivation to do that. I think that's the first three presentations on the Kickstart program. So they need the proper motivation first and foremost. It ought not to be to get into a good college, to get a good job, to make a lot of money, okay? That's the first thing we say is that's not the motivation. Wrong motivation. We start with the desire to seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness first, and then bring faith and character to bear in the day-to-day work life. And in the process, as we train our children and our young people and our young men and young women with this worldview, I think we're going to see our future families, our children, our grandchildren, their families salvaged in the socioeconomic malaise that we find us in today. I honestly believe, Danny, that this is the sort of product we need for our children and our grandchildren, especially in a millennial generation that is so unmotivated, so unprepared, and so lacking in equipping for their future.
Mm-hmm. Here's my vision for the Kickstart product and for the Life Launch organization. That is this. I'm so grateful for the homeschooling movement. I've benefited personally. And yet, what saddens me is that for many families who've put in 18 years of hard investment into their children's lives, right at that turning point, during the years of 18 to 24, which are arguably some of the most formative in developing a young man or young woman's vision for life, we put them into an educational environment which not only has economic issues and quality issues, but which is least equipped to give them a concrete vision for God's kingdom. And what I want to see is the homeschool movement, where there is so much potential, really thrive even to a greater degree in the next generation, where students will take what they've been able to learn from, the discipleship they've received from their parents, and continue in that vein of education, get an even clearer vision for God's kingdom, and not have to fight for a little bit of, you know, salvaging their Christian faith coming out of college. But no, be completely prepared so that at the age of 24, they know where they're headed. They know what God's calling them to do. They know where God's kingdom needs to be built up. They don't have a massive debt burden. They have 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years of life experience compared to the traditional college graduate, who has no clue where he's going with life, has, you know, approximately $30,000 in debt, and has about a 50% chance of getting a full-time job coming out of college. That's quite a contrast.
Yeah, and the data is indicating that the people who didn't do the life integrating internships and the sorts of things we talked about are much, much less likely to be prepared for the workplace or for any kind of activity in the macro economy. And friends, I think those who are plugged in with a homeschool vision, which has from the beginning included a focus on character and life integration, should be prepared. 95%, 98% of our children should be prepared to fulfill the economic calling that God has on their lives in their future family economies. They should be prepared. I'm saying 95 to 98% of the people who have been listening to this radio program should be prepared. Their young people should be prepared for their future callings because of the form of education they gave them, whereas the vast majority of the millennial generation, certainly the Mosaics, are not prepared. They're not prepared. And college will not do the job for you. Thankfully, we're out of the box now. We know that we don't just send our kids to college and that's all it takes to prepare them. We know that's not the case. Now we know that it's going to take a mentorship, and what we have been challenged with is that your average young person has not a clue how to go from his home school into the networking and the mentorships and the internships that he needs in order to ramp himself into the macro economy. He doesn't know how to get there. And that's why the Kickstart program that Danny Craig has put together, and it's available on our website, kevinswanson.com or generationswithvision.com. Anything else you'd like to say, Danny, about this product?
Now, well, let's just break it down for a moment, because I think we've talked about some of the big picture goals with where we want to go with the product. But essentially what families need to know is that this is a step-by-step guide to helping young people ages 15 through 25 take concrete, simple steps towards engaging in real life, engaging with mentors, and engaging in real life opportunities. So as you said, the program starts out by going through some of these issues of calling and vocation, getting a vision for God's kingdom. And then they take the next step in dealing with some issues of planning and goal setting. How do we define success? How do we reach success in a step-by-step way? How do we set and achieve our goals? I think that's one area where most students don't set goals, and the ones that do never reach them. And so what we're working on with students is, okay, where do you want to go? And then step-by-step, how do you break that down into achievable goals to be able to reach your final destination? And then for young people, there's important content on maximizing your impact. how do you actually get what you need to get done in a day? Maybe you shouldn't be checking your Facebook feed every 10 minutes. Perhaps that's not the most efficient way to accomplish your goals. Then moving down into some of the mechanics of mentorship. How do you think about mentors? I think there are some common misconceptions about mentorship. For example, that mentorship is about me, that people are just going to hunt me down and mentor me because I'm that amazing and that desirable to mentor. Well, that's not exactly the case. So if that's not the case, then how do you begin to network? How do you present yourself to the public in such a way that people see that while you may be green, you have some basic character that would be worth mentoring? Well, if people aren't all that interested in mentoring you, how do you show persistence? How do you communicate the value that you'll try to bring to the table in a mentoring relationship? How do you make a good first impression? Here's an important thing. How do you ask questions? I think probably one of the biggest problems with millennial generation is that they don't know how to seek wisdom, and it's really not that complicated. You ask a question. You say something as simple as, what do you do, and how do you do it?
That's exactly the survey from the St. Louis Community College found. 60% of employers said that applicants lack communication and personal skills. But just that's the big issue. That's the problem.
But how hard is it to ask a question? What do you do, and how do you do it? Any number of young people, if armed with that simple skill, could look around in their church community or their broader community and say, okay, that person over there looks like he's successful. I'm going to walk up to him and see what I can learn from him in a five-minute conversation, as opposed to hanging out with their peers who have no wisdom to offer at all. So it is a mentality switch, but the steps are not that complicated. Here's another session, the seven steps of your first mentoring meeting. You go up to Mr. Smith. Mr. Smith, I've noticed a few things about you, the way that you've run your business. I admire the commitment you have to the Lord. Could I take you out to breakfast and ask you a few questions so that I can learn a few things from you? Is Mr. Smith going to say no to that? Probably not. But how many young people are going around in church asking to take wise older people out to breakfast? Not very many. There's a huge opportunity here. Then the other question is, okay, what does the mentor get out of it? Why will he continue to invest in me as a mentee? Well, you have to bring value to the relationship somehow. There's a number of different ways to bring value. There can be monetary value. There can be long-term value for the mentor in seeing his legacy continued by passing on his wisdom to you. There's different ways to bring value. We discuss those topics. And then the final section of the program is called Do Something, and that's where we begin to say, okay, you're surrounding yourself with a network of people who can help you, who can give you wisdom, but you are still pretty much at square one until you start doing something with what they've given you. So we address the issue of how to find the perfect opportunity. Well, maybe we have some wrong expectations about opportunities. I think there's a lot of young people at age 18 that think they're so special that they should be able to get a $50,000 job straight out of high school. That's probably not all that realistic. What is realistic is doing what Dustin did and taking the $6 minimum wage job at Subway and beginning to develop skill and knowledge so that you can eventually get to the $50,000 job. How to be excellent, how to develop motivation, discipline, and direction, how to move forward in life, how to think about the different stages of preparation, of work, of service. And then how to begin to sell yourself in an interview situation, how to communicate the value that you would have in a business situation with business partners or with potential employers, and then really how to lead, because this is about leadership. If you are waiting for someone to come and give you a job and give you the ticket to your American dream, then this program is not for you. This program is for those who are willing to lead, who are willing to walk down a new path and take some simple but powerful steps in a new direction. And that was my encouragement to Dustin. I was talking with Dustin just yesterday, or actually on Sunday. He was asking for some advice. He had an opportunity maybe to do a few different things. And I said, Dustin, the main thing is that you need to be a trendsetter. You need to be willing to take the hard steps now, the simple steps, the biblical steps, but the hard steps that others aren't taking. And if you're willing to take those, God will reward you. And that's I think, the key thing with Kickstart. It isn't the traditional path, but the traditional path's not working. And so we're looking for a few students who are willing to spend $129 on a product that isn't a magic wand. It requires a lot of hard work. But we've simply laid out what other people have tried and tested, what businessmen know work, what the proverb suggests is the path to success. And we're wanting people to spend $129 on the product and start walking down the path with us. We want your feedback. We want to improve the product. And we want, for example, to start developing pods of young people where there's a dad in the church that says, hey, I want to help, you know, six young men in this church that are floundering a little bit get some direction. He invites them over to his basement on a Wednesday night, and they start going through this product together.
Yeah.
If you're interested in that kind of thing, we want to help you, and those are the kinds of steps we want to take forward.
And I'd love to see a coach's manual for this too, Danny. This is one of the most positive programs I think we've ever produced as an organization, and we just need to piggyback a little more on this, including the coach's manual. But for now, friends, there's a student's manual and a wonderful series of DVDs, 30 DVDs available on the Kevin Swanson website or the GenerationsWithVision.com website, and you can get it now. Get your Kickstart program right now. And also, don't forget the Family Economics Conference. Danny Craig will be at the Family Economics Conference, and this mentorship concept will be a very important element of that Denver conference, March 27th through 29th, here in the Denver metro area. So if you'd like to sign up for that, please do so right now. You can go to FamilyEconomics.com and sign up to be a part of that Family Economics and Mentorship Conference. I think the time is right for this kind of thing, Danny. We need to pull together the panels and the talks and the things that we're doing in the Family Economics Conferences to talk about how to life integrate these elements. This doesn't come naturally to us because we're 60, 70, 80 years away from family economies. We haven't been building family economies for a long, long time. So 10, 12, 14-year-olds just have very little opportunity to really engage economically. And, I know there are efforts to do that, but we want to provide as many resources as possible, and that's why the Family Economics Conference is. Danny Craig will be there at the Family Economics Conference, Lord willing, to talk about some of these mentorship concepts and ways in which to prepare our young people for their own family economies in the years to come. So check out the Family Economics Conference at FamilyEconomics.org. Check out the Kickstart product at our website, GenerationsWithVision.com or KevinSwanson.com. Hey, Danny, thanks again for joining us on Generations. We look forward to seeing you at the Denver conference in March.
It'll be good. Thanks for having me on.
This is Kevin Swanson, inviting you back again next time as we continue to lay down a vision for the next generation.